Hello, hello, Bliss Life family. Happy Friday. I'm Minister Laura Booker, and it is time for the Bliss Life broadcast, where we are building lives internally, soul and then spirit. If you've been following me lately, I don't know what's going on in your world, but I have been teaching on identity. What does it mean for you to understand your true identity and to connect with it? Well, the truth of the matter is that in order to come into alignment, we are going to have to first come into agreement with what God created. Now, we are God's creation, and therefore we have to come into agreement with what He created. What do you mean, Minister Booker? I mean, you're going to have to fall in love with yourself, your identity. You're going to have to come into the true essence of who you really are. You're going to have to come into a firm understanding of your own emotional intelligence. You're going to have to come into a full understanding of your natural temperament. You're going to have to come into understanding of who you are and how you are made up so that you can come into agreement with that creation. See, the Word of God says that raise a child in the way that they should go, and when they are old, they will not depart from it. Now, we've been taught a lot in the Word about how that means, you know, raise a child in the church, raise a child in the things that be of God. But if you study the Greek and Hebrew of that passage, you'll find that to raise a child in the way they should go is to raise a child in their natural bend or their natural talents, their natural inclinations. When you raise a child in the way that they should go, according to their natural bend, their natural inclinations, their natural talent, then they'll find success. See, oftentimes we hear our children say, I want to be, we ask them when they're young, what do they want to be when they grow up? And they say, I want to be a princess. Well, you know what? They may not want to be a princess, or maybe they do want to be a princess, but there are certain natural inclinations in their soul that a parent should be able to identify. We should be able to identify their natural inclination toward art, their natural inclination toward drawing, or their capacity to speak, or their capacity to communicate. We as a parent should be able to naturally identify what these natural inclinations are. Are they warm, loving, and caring? What are their natural inclinations? When we raise a child up in God, in their natural inclinations, God-given talents and giftings, there they'll find success. That's where they'll find it. Oftentimes, we've sent our children on tangent runs away from their natural inclination, away from their natural giftings that God gave them. We were all born with natural giftings, and they are identifiable individually according to who we are. Me personally, I was always a very, very talkative child. I talked a lot. I always talked a lot. I was always disputing. I was always debating. I was always in those things. My mother identified it, as well as always telling me to shut up. She did identify it. I grew up, I got to high school, I became a member of the broadcast team, so I started to broadcast daily on the team at school. Well, when I got to high school, I also got into debating or speech writing or speech giving, and I began to get fluid in that, and I became number 3 in the state of Ohio in high school public speaking. Natural inclination, natural bend. I always had a creative flow. I was very creative. So when I was younger and a stay-at-home mother, I found that gifting as I went to work behind a cosmetic line. It wasn't long before I became very, very active and good at making up faces. So I actually caused my counter lines to increase in volume and in revenue, and therefore I became a platform artist artists for a lot of different makeup lines, traveling for them. It was a natural inclination. I used to do my mother's makeup when I was like 10 and 11. Natural inclination, natural bend, public speaking. I went to college undergrad for communications and worked in television for a little bit. Television production, for that ticky side of me that likes to tink with things and work with things and write and rewrite and make them work. Ultimately, I went back to school and got my master's degree in Christian counseling, and now completing my dissertation for my doctorate in clinical Christian psychology. So again, I was always the confidant, always the person that people wanted to confide in. They shared knowledge, information. These were natural bends, and it still took me my whole life to get back to them. Again, when we think about our identity, God cannot connect to who you present or project or pretend to be. He can only connect to who He really made you to be. So it's vitally important that no matter what age we are, that we get connected to our true identity. Again, I said it on the last broadcast. If you did not hear that broadcast, please go back and familiarize yourself with some of the teaching there. But it is vitally important that we don't make missteps like saying that God made an error in who He created us to be. Chromosomally, sensually, sexually, all of the other things that He created in us, when your identity is mapped, it's mapped in what He created. Want to live a life of confusion? Begin to go against what God created you to be. Continue to try to live your life outside of what He created, thinking that you're supposed to be something else, and see if your life won't be open to multiple levels of confusion. It just is what it is. I'm not the person that said it. I'm not the person to debate it with you. The truth of the matter is you were set, because in the Word of God, it says, before the foundation of the world, I knew you. Before you were formed in your mother's belly, I knew you. So before He sent your spirit from heaven into the earth realm to be carried by your mother, He knew you. So if He knew you and created you and set you according to what, again, we talked about this in the last broadcast, His original intent for you. God has an original intent for all of us. Many times, most of us in our lives have not walked into that original intent and to the degree that God would desire us to be, but there was an original intent, a heavenly original intent for your life. For your life outcomes, for your identity. And God had an intent in His mind when He designed you. So when you don't honor what He designed, you are working outside of the framework of the original intent. Come on in here, somebody. The original intent has to be acknowledged. It has to be embraced. The original intent also has to be found. That's the lifelong journey of a believer, is to find God's mind concerning why He created you. Why He created you. What did He put you in this earth for? What was His original intent for your life? See, because when we got into this earth realm, when we penetrated this stratosphere and entered our mother's womb, then a whole level of onslaughts of information and different images and different intents and different impacts begin to happen on each and every one of our lives to divert us from the original intent. It was diversionary tactics that actually sometimes actually begin in the womb of the person who carried you. What do you mean, Minister Laura? Because the woman who carried you may or may not have been prepared for pregnancy. Maybe she wasn't ready. Maybe she was raped. Maybe she didn't want a child. Maybe she was out of wedlock. Maybe she didn't want children. Maybe there was something going on inside of her. So roots of rejection actually began as diversionary tactics over certain people's lives in the womb. Diversionary tactics to disassociate you from your actual identity can begin in the womb. And oftentimes that was the devil's first line of attack on our lives, because he understands that if we're not connected know that, Minister Laura, because the devil was a prime worshiper. The devil was an instrument of worship to worship God. He was designed as an instrument to give God glory. And in the intersection of him, there was a thought process that he wanted to be like God. And when he began to attempt to be like God in a fallen state, he was cast to the earth. So he already knows. When you don't know who you are, when you don't function in who you were designed to be, there will be a fallen state to your life. He knows in that fallen state, he will have access to your life and he can actually transition the original intent. Listen, you knowing who you are is bigger than you could ever imagine. And God knows the more you know or get back to your original identity, it has to start with you coming into alignment and agreement with who he created. It's just that simple. Are you in alignment with your nose, with your eyes, with your lips, with your hips, with your fingertips? Are you in alignment with your size and your height? Are you in agreement with when God created you, he had a mind map in place and an original intent for why he designed you the way that he did? When you come into agreement and total acceptance of who you are, you come into agreement and alignment with God's original intent toward you. You open the door for him to then start to transfer the revelation of why you were born. What were you designed to do? How you can flourish in your strengths. We spend a lot of our entire life trying to be like other people, trying to emulate their success, trying to emulate their stature, even trying to emulate their looks. We spend our whole lives trying to defer our original temperament, defer our original ideology of how we think, what we think like, what our idiosyncrasies are, what are we created to do. My whole life, everybody told me I talk too much. I talk too much. I said, you talk too much. You talk, you're always talking. But that was the gift of God on my life. I was designed to speak. I was designed to speak. I had a prophetic gifting on my life, so I always saw things on a different space and plane than other people saw them. Everybody told me when I was growing up, I was dramatic. I wasn't dramatic. I was bigger than life because God had to make me bigger than life to be able to receive of the vision of heaven for my life and to be able to hear the word of God concerning other people's life and to be able to see how big our God is. But my whole life, I tried to transition who I was because I wasn't in acceptance and agreement with what I was. I always tried to change my weight, my stature, my hair length, different things about my framework, my fabric, because I was not in agreement with what God created. It was when my life became in agreement and acceptance of myself. Come on in here, somebody. When you finally accept yourself and stop trying to change yourself, stop trying to become what others think you should be and understand who God made you to be. When you come to that space, that's when victory can break out on every level. That's when you can break free of bondages, generational curses, and things that are attached to weaknesses like roots of rejection, fear, anxiety, depression. They're rooted in you trying to be something that you're not. God has an intent for your life. You mapping into your identity and understanding who he created is going to be the strength and the power that you have been seeking. God said, how can two walk together unless they agree? How can you walk with God and not be in agreement with who he created? praise you that you open up the eyes of our understanding that we might receive from you a download of the original intent you had for our lives. Father, I thank you and I praise you, Lord God, that no weapon formed, no intersection formed, no brokenness formed will be able to prosper in the life of every believer that wants to learn of you and take this learning to another level. You said in your word, Father, those who lack wisdom, ask of you who freely gives it. We thank you that wisdom free flows to everyone that wants to know who you made them to be, and that you give us the capacity in our souls, our mind, our will, and our emotions to connect with your original intent for our lives. Father, I give your name the praise. I give your name the glory. In Jesus' precious and holy name, we thank you. Amen. Thank you for tuning in to this broadcast. I will be back with you guys next week. Don't forget to join us on our mailing list, which you'll see on the website, theblisslife.org, theblisslifellc.org. Make sure you join us, sign up for counseling sessions with me. You can book time with me. You can buy product, t-shirts, mugs. Don't miss your opportunity to connect with the Bliss Life on every level possible. You can give through PayPal. You can sow through the Cash App, $BlissLife. Don't miss your opportunity to stay connected with this word. I'm Minister Laura Booker. This is the Bliss Life, where we're building your life internally, soul, and then spirit. I will see you next time.